Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninginem Hang Singh with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyu Rio elected as President of NPF Party. Nagaland Police observes Police Commemoration Day. DGP Rupin Sharma calls on personnel to renew pledge to serve. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh describes armed forces and police forces as pillars of national security. And Nagaland University researchers discovers plant capable of accelerating wound healing in diabetic conditions. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Chief Minister and leader of the Naga People's Front, NPF Legislature Party, Nipyu Rio, was today elected as the President of the NPF Party for the tenure 2025-2030. The election took place during the NPF General Convention cum 63rd Foundation Day celebration held at Indira Gandhi Stadium in Kohima. In his acceptance speech, Rio described the merger of the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, with the NPF as historic and unprecedented. He said the merger reflects the spirit of sacrifice, respect for legacy, and above all, a resounding message that the party are prepared to make any sacrifice for the cause of Naga unity and for the greater good of the people.
Relentlessly pursue holistic development, progressive growth, and economic harmony. We live in a dynamic and fast-changing world shaped by technology. The younger generation, Gen Z, is not only ambitious, but also the voice of the people. As leaders, we will fail to understand the problems of the people and the inspiration we experience. The youth today wants meritocracy, efficiency in governance, transparency in development.
Mr. Rio emphasized that adaptability, creativity, and innovation are essential to survive in a rapidly evolving global environment. As a people's party and mass movement, he said, the NPF must continue to evolve or risk being left behind.
In this modern age, expectations of leadership are vastly different from what they were even decades ago. Integrity, accountability, self-service, self-service, and a people-first approach are defining qualities of leadership today. We as politicians and party members must always remember that our role is to serve and only to serve.
The Chief Minister appealed to all sections of Naga society to move towards reconciliation, unity and oneness while sounding a clarion call for the Naga family to march forward with determination, conviction and compassion. Nagaland Police today observed Police Commemoration Day at the Police Headquarters, PHQ, in Kohima to honour the supreme sacrifices of police personnel who laid down their lives in the line of duty. Addressing the gathering, the Director General of Police, DGP Nagaland, Rupin Sharma, paid rich tributes to all policemen across the country who made the ultimate sacrifice while safeguarding the integrity and security of the nation. He said this year, 186 policemen across India have sacrificed their lives while protecting the nation. Integrity and security.
We also mourn Martyr Chandan Das, Constable of 9th NAPIR of Nagaland Police, who died in harness, performing his duty with exemplary dedication to his last breath. His martyrdom is acknowledged with reverence as we salute the services rendered by him and extend our heartfelt condolences to his bereaved family. I also would like to place on record my appreciation for the unwavering dedication and commitment of all personnel of the Nagaland Police. Their resolute efforts in maintaining law and order, ensuring public peace, have strengthened police delivery system in the state, bringing honour to the force and earning the trust of the citizens.
The DGP added that the occasion is not just a day of mourning, but a day to celebrate the spirit of selfless sacrifice of the policemen and women who have become immortal through their deeds. On the occasion, Mr. Sharma called on all personnel to renew their pledge to serve the people, secure and maintain the integrity of the nation, and to make the supreme sacrifice when needed. The nation observed Police Commemoration Day today. On this day in 1959, 10 valiant policemen laid down their lives in an ambush laid by heavily armed Chinese troops at Hot Springs, Ladakh. Since then, 21st October is observed as the Police Commemoration Day every year. Addressing the Police Commemoration Day event in New Delhi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "The military and police function on different platforms, but their mission is the same, to protect the nation." He described the armed forces and police forces as pillars of national security.
हो या पुलिस, ये दोनों ही देश की सुरक्षा के अलग अलग पिलर्स हैं। इसलिए मेरा यह मानना है कि दुश्मन कोई भी हो, चाहे सीमा पार से आए या हमारे बीच छिपा हो, जो भी व्यक्ति भारत की सुरक्षा के लिए खड़ा है, वह एक ही आत्मा का प्रतिनिधि है।
Mr. Singh exuded confidence that the problem of left-wing extremism will end by March next year. He said several top Naxalites have been eliminated this year and the number of districts affected by left-wing extremism has come down drastically. The defense minister said the areas that were once known as the Red Corridor have now transformed into growth corridors. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Naglan University researchers have discovered a naturally occurring plant compound called synapic acid as a powerful therapeutic agent capable of significantly accelerating wound healing in diabetic conditions. The discovery marks a major advancement that could result in safe, natural and effective treatments for diabetic wound management. This is the first study globally to demonstrate that synapic acid, when administered orally, can accelerate diabetic wound healing in preclinical models. The multidisciplinary study involved collaboration between experts from Naglan University and Lovely Professional University, LPU, Punjab. Combining expertise in biotechnology, pharmacology, biochemistry and medical laboratory sciences, the research was led by Professor Pranav Kumar Prabhakar, Department of Biotechnology, School of Engineering and Technology, Naglan University, and included Rupal Dubey, Sorb Surin Garg, Navneet Khurana and Gina Gupta from Lovely Professional University. The Naglan Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission NSCDM under the Investment and Development Authority of Naglan is conducting a one-month training in masonry, tiling, electrification and plumbing across all district headquarters in Naglan. A press release from NSCDM stated that under the mission, trainings are provided across different sectors such as hospitality, banking, construction, language, among others. It stated that these short-term practical training programs are designed to equip young people with hands-on skills and open doors to employment and self-reliance. It informed that over 1,000 young Nagas have registered for various trainings under NSCDM. However, it said there are still limited slots available in many districts. In this regard, the NSCDM has invited young Nagas to avail the opportunity by registering at the earliest. Interested persons can send a WhatsApp message with the word SKILL to 6909-465902 or visit their official website nscdm.gov.in to apply. On to sports, Telongjam FC and Chargers FC today charged into the semi-finals at the Mokokchung District Football Association MDFA Trophy 2025. In the first match, Telongjam FC defeated Sports Society Soyim by 4-2 0 goals, while in the second match, Chargers FC beat Thunderbolt FC 7-0. With this, the semi-final schedules have now been set for the trophy. Meanwhile, the first semi-final match will take place tomorrow between Super Seniors FC and Doyang Strikers Mokokchung. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Naglan Chief Minister Nipi Rio elected as President of NPF Party. Naglan Police observes Police Commemoration Day. DGP Rupin Sharma calls on personnel to renew pledge to serve. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh describes armed forces and police forces as pillars of national security. And Naglan University researchers discovers plant capable of accelerating wound healing in diabetic conditions. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.